Atlanta. He is the greatest man in this land. When it comes to expensive conversation, all kind of big time, just as a lawyer who's getting the best we can.
Yes, you are hearing the voice, the recorded voice of the mighty Solo, four-time Calypso King, who died a few days ago, very unfortunately.
Yes. Also want to mention Alexander St. Lucie.
Oh, yes, I have
a
note of it.
Yes. On 2 days ago.
Yeah.
You remember him, right?
Opening batsman. Prolific fella. I remember him very well.
Yeah.
He had an accident, he got a stroke or something.
Something seems he's been down for a while. In fact, yes. The guy has been ill. The same thing we talk about. Not recognizing people. He lives in Cochrane.
How many times did he play for Dominica? Several times.
And you remember he made a big 100 under 19. You might have been commentating in that.
Big 100, yeah,
in the garden.
Yeah.
And our sports people, people don't
get
recognize.
No honor at all. Because there's no Hall of Fame here.
Correct.
So you can't go back to the archives or see pictures of people in the past. You can't, a young guy can't see a picture of Urban Schilling for
Well, maybe the people we have here, when we introduce them, should have that in their building. Former great footballers and that sort of thing.
I believe football might have it.
Yeah, and also...
They should have it.
Yeah, but when we...
If they don't have it, they will have it from now.
Listen now. And you remember, you would remember Ozzy Alfred Corrett, you remember?
Yes.
For the Common Island?
Yes. Yes, Corrett, of course.
Richard called me this morning and
he died yesterday.
Yeah, he died in Brooklyn.
A very good player, Corrett.
100 against Trinidad.
All around
his table, I played with him.
All around
the Common Island.
Yes.
In fact, his father was from Dominica, although he was born in Montreal.
Yes, Corriette.
But
yes.
He was always a strange guy. He was a loner like, but he died in New York. Viv Richards early this morning told me that he passed on yesterday.
Yeah.
So just want to express sympathy.
Oh, yes.
And also, I want to express sympathy to Dr. Marketer. He's my friend. I mean, forget about the politics and so on. His wife died today. And
his wife died?
Yeah. And I just want to express sympathy.
Irving McIntyre, certainly.
So I just want to express sympathy to him and his family and all the McIntyres.
Indeed.
Past you have to forget everything else.
Sports Rap goes on record echoing this.
So obviously we have guests here. So you want to introduce them? You can go right ahead.
Yes, we have Mr. Glenn Etienne and Mr.
Gerald George.
I got that. Yeah, and you're here to discuss, I guess, football and the status of football today, where it is at, and core values football. Where are we going to go with football? Right? And I guess anything else you want to?
Gerald George has been regular.
Regular, yes.
And Ozzy, by the way, had to call the president about 100 times to get him to come here. And he had to call him every time. And I always tell him he's a difficult man to find.
Yes.
He's the president of the Football Association. Yes. People must know what's happening in football. He must come and tell people out there.
Certainly. Mm-hmm.
Glenn Etienne played with Alexander St. Lucie. He played cricket with Alexander for Dominica.
Glenn played cricket?
Yeah.
Glenn and I had a big partnership with Glenn there. Yes, I was the captain.
Glenn played for Dominica.
I was his captain.
Football and cricket.
He played with me in Grenada. No, I was his captain.
He played only at a school level.
No. Glenn cricket, batted. We had a big partnership.
All right.
Also, Gerald George, who's been making some valuable contributions to Sport Rap.
But he didn't play for
nice
Dominica.
Nice to have him in the studio, comrade.
Gerald was not a player for Dominica.
No.
Oh.
We want to thank him because he's always ready to really contribute, and I want to thank him.
He's always makes himself available. Yeah.
And quality contribution. Not only that, but quality.
Right, so guys, where we will say Dominica's football is at this juncture? At the end of, at the beginning of 2023, where are we now? And where do we propose to go, hope to go? The floor is yours. The president, and of course the PRO.
Yes, Ozzy, thank you for having us here. Let me first of all start by wishing everyone listening to Sports Rap through this medium a healthy and prosperous 2023. I think that's the most important thing, to make sure that everybody is healthy.
Health is most important.
Most important and prosperous in whatever ways, and especially the football family, both here in the region and through the field. Yeah, we were talking of sympathy and condolences to various persons. I think it's fair and
very
fitting
important
that I share my condolences to Alexander St. Louis, which Lockhart said that we played cricket together for Dominica.
Right.
I did play it with Alexander St. Louis.
With him, okay.
So my sympathy goes out to his families and his friends and football colleagues also. Also, Dr. McIntyre, I think it's fair that we also sympathize with him, and not just him, his family,
indeed,
but the lady's family also. We shouldn't leave them out from the sympathy. And well, I know that we're talking sympathy now, but maybe that might come in the part of the program. We know that Pele, the legendary footballer Pele, passed away, and he is buried already, but the DFA did share the condolences through other mediums, but whenever you get the opportunity to share it in whatever other medium, you should. So I also want to wish the football family condolences on behalf of the legendary Pele,
right,
big
the
star,
king,
the king of football. Yeah. Right. Well, basically, in our football, I think if I want to rate it, I think we are just climbing the ladder. We have a pass mark for 2022, and we want to improve.
Out of 10 being the highest mark, what mark could you give football in Dominica?
7.5. Yeah.
Well, that's a high credit, yes. That's quite a distinction, but a high credit.
A high credit, yes, 7.5.
Good.
And maybe by the end of 2023, we should be close to 10.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because we have a number of things ready to
How long have you been at the helm of football?
I started,
quite a long
well,
time
I've
now.
Been...
What, 6 years?
As president?
Yes.
No, more than 6 years. I've been
I was very conservative, man. You, 12 years?
About 11.
My goodness, man. That's a long time.
That's
very long. What is it, Ronald? That's a long time to be president.
That's a solid guy.
Okay.
Yeah. So as we were talking football, in 2023 we want to start with our artificial turf. I mean, Dominica may be one of the only countries without an artificial turf as we speak. I mean, I'm not too sure I can be corrected on that, but Dominica certainly will start. It works with at the artificial pitch, and we believe that is going to help or develop our football tremendously. Because we are aware that even when we go on the outside to play, after playing on the grass turf, the grass pitch, you play on the artificial turf. So it's kind of different. The bounce of the ball is different. One might say the days in the past that, okay, we adjust, but things have changed a lot, and we need to keep with the times, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons. And not just that, our terrain in Dominica, because of our continuous rainfall, that we cannot want to play the football we want to, in the sense that when it rains and you have a game, the next game might be hampered.
Yeah.
With the turf, there's no hampering. You play from morning till night, so it's ongoing. So that is a big plus for us. We're hoping that should be completed before half of the year gone, by May, and we can play some football on the turf, and that'll be done in Stock Farm. In terms of our pass,
and you have the funds ready for that?
Oh, we have signed the contract already for this.
Okay,
the contract is signed already. Okay. The contractors have visited Dominica. They are foreign contractors. They are visiting. Well, obviously, they will work with local contractors.
Yeah.
So, but they have visited Dominica. So they should be on island by the next couple of weeks to start the preliminary works in terms of the foundation, because a lot of foundation work for the turf because of the drainage and what have you. In terms of football, we had two leagues. I think I heard Gerald talked about that sometime last week. That was climax very good. We had the Patrick Young Cup, and then we had the President's Cup.
Yes.
You know, and which East Central won the last President's Cup, and the Patrick Young Cup was won by Southeast. We have wished them well already. It's always good to wish them well again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Gerald wants to say anything about the league again. I'll give Gerald some time.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr.
Yes.
George.
Good evening. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening to you.
Happy New Year to everybody.
Yes, indeed. Mm-hmm.
Well,
same to you.
Basically, I've been every week and talking about the football and the competitions and the plans and what's going on. So I'm just here to just support the president tonight. So most of the things he'll be saying, it's things I've already said. He spoke on the artificial turf to start off 2023. We spoke about that last week. We're also hoping our lighting projects, the 6 playing fields that we earmarked to light, that we really want to get this off the ground. It's been a back and forth with the legal department of FIFA and the legal on the government side just to amend a few words and so on, a few sentences. But we really wish that we could get this off the ground. in 2023, and we're looking forward to it. The playing fields mentioned Point Michel, Newtown, we're looking at Cassie Bruce,
Ansdime,
and some other areas.
Laplin and Grandfort.
Laplin and Grandfort. So it's not just centered around Roseau. We're looking to decentralize it and put some lighting so the country could be covered with some lights and people can play football in the night. Because it's getting more tedious now, more troublesome, if I use this word, when guys have to leave work at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, yeah, and just hustle to go and train. So the clubs will have better opportunity, more time for them to train. So we really need to get this particular project off the ground.
How did you all go about choosing the venue for the lighting?
You mean the old district?
Yeah.
Well, basically, we looked at the areas in terms of the north and the south, because when you looked at the grounds, a lot of the teams come from the east, and they are the one which, if you want to say, with the transportation issues in terms of coming to the town to play a lot of their games. So we wanted to light some of the playing field in that area. We already know that Portsmouth is lit already, Dublin is lit already. Point Michel was lit before, but due to the storm that the lights had deteriorated. Newtown was lit already. So we had a number of playing field that was already lit, but we wanted to concentrate more in the east in spite of it, because it's very expensive for the clubs in the east.
But I have a follow-up question. The problem I have with these things about the lighting, lighting is good, but to me, the surface is more important. And a lot of time we put lights up. Take for instance, again, I want to be careful, no disrespect to St. Joseph people, but you have lights in St. Joseph. Also, you play cricket in St. Joseph. They have never really developed that field.
No,
so I would like to see the fields them build, if the surfaces where you're playing on, before you put lights, because you put lights and then the surface, and that's the problem I have with these things.
Well, not a problem. You have to understand again that in Dominica we play multi-sports. We play cricket and football on the same area. One might take me up on this. That's something I'm working on, to put another actual tip somewhere in the east of Dominica and maybe in the north. If we can concentrate with Stoke Farm being an actual turf, Portsmouth, because you know the cricket and football is a large ground, so you can have an artificial turf in Portsmouth, and you can have an artificial turf somewhere in the east, Cassie Bruce or Laplin, or between one of these two grounds, because the other grounds, Grandfort is much too small for this. I have had guys that want to put turfs in most of the grounds, but they don't understand that the cricket have been played on the grounds, and you cannot take away the cricket part of it, you know. But one time the guy wanted to put an actual turf in Point Michel, you know, but we have to think of the cricketers also. So it's difficult to put a turf on all the grounds in Dominica.
And you know, all the, as you talk about grounds, you mentioned about Pele earlier. And I heard your president, the president of FIFA, made what I consider an idiotic statement.
Infantino?
Yeah, he sounded like a foolish politician talking foolishness. The comment he made is that every affiliate of FIFA should name a stadium after Pele. Now, Pele deserves every accolade.
I think he said
that. He should be talking about naming the FIFA headquarters after Pele. Now, let me ask you now. So he says Dominica obviously is an affiliate. How is Dominica going to? First, you have to build a stadium first before you can name it after somebody. How is Dominica going to build a stadium, football stadium? And he made this comment, by the way.
I did hear the comment.
And one of the most idiotic comments I've heard, honestly. So,
no stadium, then you want to name every stadium after Pele. Get the stadium.
Exactly. But he said to all his affiliates of FIFA, 213 by the way, that when he was name a stadium after Pele. Pele.
Yeah.
I mean, I just find that so foolish. A lot of countries have no stadium.
Yeah.
So, you're going to name that.
Well, like you said, it's going to be very difficult. I mean, a country like Dominica, which the main stadium is the government stadium, where cricket and football is played, and all other sports should be played. We only have the technical center. We have to also be conscious of our local persons here on Ireland. Like you said, I respect Pele. I want to give him all. To me, it's the best football of all time.
Exactly.
I mean, no comparison to the others.
Exactly.
But when you look at naming, the only stadium we have is going to be very, very, very...
But it should be naming the FIFA head. But again, that's my problem. People must be man enough. the affiliates of FIFA should tell him I'm talking foolish and tell him to name the FIFA headquarters after Pele. That's what he should be doing.
Right, right.
So I'm
right.
talking crap. It's like here, yeah, people do nonsense and nobody will challenge them when they talk nonsense, honestly.
Guy, let me ask this question. Any thoughts about improving the Lionel Bakimaraga for the football?
Well, we have spent some money at the Lio Park in Marigot. I know we have, when we had a women's development program that we caught and do all the stuff at one point. The grass was very high in that area. And when I tell you, I real high, you know. But so we have spent some funds in this area. And now, in 2023, our club licensing is ongoing now. And one of the clubs are coming from Marigot. So that is something that's a plus. It's a long time we have not had a club from Marigot playing at maybe the first division. We have the under 15 on girls, but at the top division, which is either the division one or the premier, that have not happened for a long while. So I know in 2023, they have registered to have a division one. So that itself is a stepping stone for them, that we can work closely with them to look at how best we can assist them in that field.
Is the national team in training now as we speak? Are they in training?
Yes. The national team preparing for the final match in the CONCACAF Nations League. I also mentioned that last week, Thursday, that training has started with the new interim coach, Ellington Sabin, and pretty soon the squad will be trimmed down because we're already in January. So, and this match will be played. It's the away game. We played St. Lucia here, so we'll be traveling to St. Lucia to play that game.
The interim coach, how long is it going to be interim for?
Well, that's our last stint.
He's going to be interim for? And are you all going to advertise the post when the interim period finishes?
No, he's the interim coach now as because we only have one more game to play in the CONCACAF Nations League in March. The DFA eventually has to have a full-time coach.
Right.
And then we will advertise the position. And the same interim coach has the rights to apply for this position, you know. Mm-hmm. So we're not leaving out any person from applying. A number of persons have reached out to me already.
You mean local or foreign?
Foreign coaches have reached out to the FA because they may be aware that the last coach have vacated and it's an open stop, you know, so.
But are you all not going to be given priority if you think you have a Dominican that's good enough to do that job?
Well, sure. I mean, and now with football, you're talking qualification, licensing and all these things, you know. I mean, you cannot go back where you had somebody of certain caliber and then you want to regress. I mean, yeah, you want to go forward. You want to give a local opportunity because the whole idea is to develop somebody within your country to take on the mantle of the national coach. I mean, it's always better to have a local person. That's my philosophy, that to have a foreign person as your national coach.
Who does the actual selecting of the coach?
Well, the association, the executive.
As a body. I thought you had a special committee set up for that or so.
No, the executive would decide.
Full executive would decide
who is the national.
But good question by Ozzy, because what I'm saying, okay, you have the executive, but a technical position like that, you think you would have some technical people in the small group looking at the application and decide who is the best person instead of the entire executive looking at that?
Yeah. No, what I mean, the executive makes the final decision, but you have a technical director, you have other persons that will zero down on who are the choices. And it's easy to know the persons within the region, just like we know the local persons also, to take on this job, because football is serious business now.
Yes.
You know, so you don't...
Very serious.
you don't want to go back to regress, like I said, where, you know, although we have not done the way we would expect we want us to do, but at the same time, we want to work with somebody that is credible, we want to work with somebody that can take us from one stage to a higher stage. We don't want to work with somebody that really cannot take us the higher stage. And I mean, as we're on the coach, I must say that Lachu did a wonderful job whilst he was in Dominica. You know, yes, the team maybe didn't give him what he expected. I'm not trying here to blame anybody, but then in terms of his ability, he's a guy that has a lot of good abilities.
Have you all set a date for the new season to start? Have you set a date?
Well, the transfer window is on now from the 1st of January to the 31st. The league hopefully should start after that,
February.
Mm-hmm. But we know that the carnival season is mm-hmm. going to be ongoing, so that might hinder us a little bit. But we want to start somewhere in February to start our new season.
But again, Carnival shouldn't hinder that either. If people really want to play football, nobody runs Carnival at Stock Farm, so it should really stop the football, eh?
It should not. I mean, we all live there and we know the culture. So, but it didn't hinder us in the past, you know, because I remember there was a game Dominica played cricket at the Windsor Park on Carnival Monday.
No, but we used to, with words, train on Carnival time. Yeah. So,
Dominica played on a Carnival day?
Yeah, at the Windsor Park.
Mm. So we played that match?
I don't remember, but I know when we...
You're the reveler.
No, but still, but when we split, when was the 82, 83? Remember we were training during Carnival Day. West Hall was in charge. Carnival Monday, we were running all up, going up to Wharton Wave, and we had to train. Yeah. Geoff was the trainer, Geoff Fostin.
Yeah.
And people had to train Carnival Monday, Tuesday. Yeah. So what I'm saying, in professional, in sport, though, people play, it doesn't matter, people on Christmas Day, you know. They was playing, finishing the test match on Christmas Day.
Yes, these are the professional setup. Mm. But in Dominica and some of the Caribbean countries, we still at amateur level. Mm. Our local league is at amateur. Unless you get into the professional setup, then you free, so to speak, as an amateur, whether to show up for the game or not. But if it's professional setup and you know you're getting paid, fellas will jolly well find themselves there because they know you have to play even though it's Carnival Monday or Carnival Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you about women's football? How do you find the development of women's football in Dominica and the region, for instance?
Well, it's always going to be
taking off.
It's has not taken off the way it should take off. I mean, it's always a challenge for women's football because the nature of the game is male dominant. I mean, we want to play a significant part for our ladies also. Yeah. We have not had a league for them because of COVID for the past time. Yes, we had for the men, and it's much easier with the men. But we're hoping that in 2023, whilst the senior men league has started, that we will have something for the ladies. Because even later down in the year, that CONCACAF is going to have their under 17 competition, ladies and under 20. And I know the Dominica Football Association will put in their teams, both under 17 and under 20 in that competition. So it's something we have to start putting the technical people in
and
place.
You have your grassroots leagues as well.
And no grassroots leagues.
Under 14?
Under 15 boys.
Under 15, that's getting it all right? It's coming on?
Fine. Yeah. Under 15 leagues, boys are going on all over.
That's important, yeah.
And Glenn, forget to expound on the ROTC centers, the regional training centers that we're looking forward to launching this year.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that will help us because we figure the clubs, they lack some of the potential of grooming their own players. So the FA figure is something that we have to take on. And it's going to be the elites of elites in the sense that it's going to be six centers set up in six different areas. Rosso might have two venues in the south, the east, and the north, where we're going to have the elites of elites between ages of 12 and 16, regular training. It's not going to be just a one-time stuff. It's going to be maybe twice a week and with serious coaches, with a trainer, with a medical person, and then we can identify the talent from a very early age that we can, you know, scream everybody and then put a good under 15, under 17, whatever they, and these are the same players that will go to your national teams. Because what we have noticed is a lot of the good kids from an early age, they have the talent, but 2-3 years down the road, they fall out because nobody have continued that talent with them. Because then his talent is identified, but after that, you know, nobody's saying, but where's this young player that was from Point Michelle or from Portsmouth or from Southeast? I mean, the school has its roles to do also in terms of that. But we realize the club now are concentrating only maybe on their senior players, the premier, because that's where the funds are. But now for football development, you have to concentrate on the kids and make sure that the kids are involved in what program you have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well.
Yeah, I just want to add in terms of exploring opportunities for talented players in Dominica, external opportunities. We've got one footballer out there. What's his surname?
Wade.
What is it, Scotland or something?
Yeah.
In Scotland.
What opportunities are we exploring for highly talented, potentially talented footballers in Dominica?
Well, the opportunities are endless, you know. Really, really endless opportunities. I've spoke to a number of coaches, all right, scouts, and you know, one of the answer, but Glenn, we're not going to tell when we're going to show up in Dominica. And they're always there.
Scott saying that?
Yeah, because the Scott want to know that, not because I'm on island that you're going to perform. They want to come and make sure that, listen, at your league that they can identify some potential persons that have the ability, you know, and players have to understand that. It's not just a two-day game, and next week I'm not showing up. No, it has to be a continuous stuff because it's an investment in the player. And if person are going to invest in a player, he has to be serious. Yeah. So and from the national standpoint, there's always opportunities, boys and girls, male and female, that scouts are looking at to pick up from any country.
Yeah, right, I think, Mr. Etienne, Mr. George, sorry. We have come to the end of anybody want to say a final word or so?
We'll always be in touch with them. Anything they have, they'll always contact us, and I guess Gerald George will continue when the football starts.
So you want Mr. Etienne to be more available next year?
Yes, because I have to call him 100 times.
Yeah, but Mr. George is always available.
Yeah, but I'm surprised this morning he called me early and wondered what happened.
So there seems to be a change. Because
too often he has too many times. Yeah. I told him already, the president, he must be more visible. People want to hear him, what's happening in football. You don't want to hear the PRO alone. Yeah. The president must be, because you have his president FIFA talking about foolishness. A stupid politician. Fucking garbage.
Yeah, well, gentlemen, thanks very much for taking your time out and being here. We do appreciate presence here and look forward to our continued engagement with you all, and let football be the winner in the new year and beyond.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us, and let me just wish everyone a splendid and pleasant evening. Thanks.
Okay, right. That was the Dominica president of the Dominica Football Association and his PRO here talking to Sports Wrap. At which stage,
also, before we take the
comment
break,
from you,
because we have Liam coming up. The management of Del Nagis, they have a brand new France World Cup shirt that somebody out there could get. They always present prizes, and sometimes we have to help our listeners as well. So the question is to get that t-shirt, a brand new France t-shirt, which is worth about $80. What year did Vivian René first represent Dominica, and who was the manager of that team? When he represented
the question,
I'm asking the question now. So the person can call while we're talking to Liam. What year did Vivian René first represent Dominica? In football, and who was the manager of the team? You can get a brand new t-shirt, France t-shirt, that they played in the World Cup together. And Del Nagis, as you know, is that sports shop close to a Sicilian Ford where you get the best in sneakers and t-shirts and everything. So the question is, we're going to take a break now. What year did Vivian René first represent Dominica, and who was the manager of that team?
Right, at this stage, we take a few messages and then we come back with more sports.
I wake up in the morning. From the Milky Way, a timeless treasure has found its way on every breakfast table in Dominica. A delightful promise is being kept, and now everybody is drinking Promex. Promex full cream instant milk. Morning by morning, give your family a refreshing start to a productive day. Promex milk. It's pleasingly, teasingly, surprisingly delicious. Blends well with your choice teas, cereals, coffee, or all your family-friendly recipes. Promex. Good nutrition all day long. Promex milk. Every mother's favorite milk. Taste the moments that take your breath away. Promex, available from AC Shillingford and retailers island-wide. AC Shillingford, where you spend less and get more.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
From the Milky Way, a timeless treasure has found its way on every breakfast table in Dominica. A delightful promise is being kept. And now, everybody is drinking Promix. Promix full cream instant milk. Morning by morning, give your family a refreshing start to a productive day. Promix milk. It's pleasingly, teasingly, surprisingly delicious. Blends well with your choice teas, cereals, coffee, or all your family-friendly recipes. Promix, good nutrition all day long. Promix milk, every mother's favorite milk. Taste the moments that take your breath away. Promix, available from AC Shillingford and retailers island-wide. AC Shillingford, where you spend less and get more.
Yes, welcome back to Sports Wrap, and we await a call from Mr. Liam Sebastian.
Well, he's on the line.
He's on the line to give us an update of what's going on in the T10 matches at Windsor Park. Liam, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm there.
Right, so you can just bring us up to date. I know we're now in the business end of the tournament, and the finals are fast approaching. So you just fill us in on what has been happening in the last few days in the tournament.
Yeah, well, as you said, in the business end, basically the preliminary round ended yesterday. The top four teams to make the playoffs, Champion Reef Divers top the table, followed by Valley Hikers, Sari Sunrisers, and defending champions Barano, Woodley Warriors in fourth. And today, in the matches played in the playoffs, we had the qualifier between the top two teams, Champagne Reef Divers and Valley Hikers. And Champagne defeated the Valley Hikers to book a spot in the finals on Saturday. And then in the eliminator, won in the afternoon, defending champions Barana Ote Warriors defeated Sari Sunrisers. So tomorrow at 2:30, to be eliminator two, where the two teams, Barana Ote Warriors and the Valley Hikers, will play to see which team meets Champion Reef Divers in the finals on Saturday.
Liam, just let listeners know who the main players are, the two teams for tomorrow, if you don't mind.
The Valley Hikers, Kevin James, the captain and the nature boy, the overseas player, main overseas player, Gideon Cook from St. Vincent, and Barana Ote Warriors, Gian Benjamin is the captain and nature boy, the feature Melvin Matthew, and the overseas players are from St. Lucia, Jonah Eugene and Junior Henry.
Yes, so Saturday will be the grand final, you said, so one spot has been decided already to go to the finals.
Yes, Champagne Reef Divers has booked their spot.
Champagne Reef Divers.
That is Athanasis' team, right?
Yes, Alec's team.
Alec Athanasis' team. And Alec Athanasis has been in prolific form. I've been watching. Now and then I watch a little bit of the matches and I see Athanasis in very prolific form. And I think he has the most runs for the tournament.
Yeah, he's in by a little bit, by some distance.
Yes.
The closest person to him is Gideon. I think Gideon is 100 and odd runs behind of Alec. So you expect Alec to copy the most runs trophy at the end of the competition in the form that he's been in. And Gideon has a lot to do to catch up to Alec tomorrow may be the last match that Gideon plays. And then Alec has another opportunity in the finals on Saturday. And you can bet on him the way that he has been batting, that he most likely will end up with the most runs at the end of the competition.
So tomorrow, who plays again tomorrow? Let's repeat that for us to get exactly who's looking for the second spot in the finals. The Barana Ote team?
The Valley Hikers plays defending champions Barana Ote Warriors.
Right.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
I heard the commentators talking. The fielding to me has left a lot to be desired in that competition. A lot of drop catches. Have you all noticed that? And I've spoken to the coaches of the respective teams about that.
Well, the teams are responsible for preparation of the team, so sure they would be looking at that. But it's a concern, I would guess, from their end. But at the end of the day, the preparation is left to the team, but the fielding, a lot of easy chances are going to beg in and seem to miss fields that you expect at this level of people to be making. But there's not much that we as the organizers can do in terms of correcting that. We can only encourage the teams to do better in the event that we have another edition.
Have you all played on the same square every single match, every single the same square, or you have...
On the same pitch, you mean?
Same pitch. Or do we have two?
We have three pitches on the square for this competition, so it's rotated on different days. Two days on the particular pitch and then switch to another one. So we have three pitches on the square.
Alternating them. Okay, I see, yes. So how is that Gianni Benjamin doing? I mean, I think he had the most runs in the first edition of this tournament. How is he faring this tournament?
Well, he's not doing too bad. He's not doing too bad. He's leading his team. They had a little bit of a loss of form to the back end. They lost a few games, but they still managed to make it to the playoffs. He's up there in terms of the run, but he's still some way away from the top in terms of Alec. Mm-hmm. But he has been doing fairly okay with the bat and with the gloves. I think from what we have seen, he's maybe hands down the best wicket keeper in the competition in terms of glove work. So he's been doing basically what is expected of him in that sense.
What about the performances of young Stefan Pascal, who has been a prodigy in our cricket for some years now? How's he faring in the tournament, Pascal, young Pascal?
Well, Stefan is in the top five, I believe, if I'm correct. No, he started off slow, but then he picked up in the back end. He got someone coming today. I think he got 30 odd. So, his team has been knocked out, so he doesn't have any more chances to get up the run table. But he sort of picked up to the back end of his team, his team matches, and he's in the top five run scores at this point.
You know, Ozzy asked a question about Pascal, and I want Liam to listen. I don't know who his coach. I've watched him. In fact, even today, there was this guy who was throwing the ball. What's the opening bowler's name, Liam, for Barona? The tall guy from the Cairo Territory. Not what's his name? Tyson, the other guy.
Milton, I think.
Right. He, when the ball is an off stump, Pascal's feet are not moving. If the ball is on his pad, hits it easily. So that's a fault. In fact, I noticed it during the Under-19 tournament in Dominica as well. When the ball is off stump, he doesn't get the front foot across. So that is something the coaches need to look at and work on. And I hope, Liam, his coaches are looking at that, because that's an issue. He's young enough, now they need to work on it.
Yeah. Well, the tournament to me, I've seen the guy from St. Lucia, I think that's Descartes, that's his name.
Descartes, yeah.
Well, I've seen him at least three times. And the times I've seen him, he has impressed me quite a lot. He stands out in my entire imagination and observations. Has he been consistent enough, Liam? Do you think that he's a player of the future? Descartes, what do you think of him?
He's a good player. He scored a century at the last Windward Island senior tournament for St. Lucia.
Okay. He looks very good to me.
Maybe he hasn't put up the performances that we would have expected from him in terms of consistency, but he had a few good games where you could see the talent and ability that he has once he can get some consistent performances in.
Yeah, he has impressed me. I've seen him a few times, and what I saw, I could see there's some pedigree, some class in him. Yes.
I would want to make a few comments. First of all, Liam, I would like to commend the management team for international production in terms of the field, the quality of the field, the wickets, fair wickets, the uniforms, the ad signs, the presentation between and at the end of the wicket innings. Display screen, and we have some good performances. Afanas, I think, is a potential West Indies player. So let me commend you all guys for the way you've organized that high quality presentation.
However, there is one area in terms of crowd participation we need to pay attention to. I think if the lighting of the stadium can be dealt with and we can work on some marketing, we can get larger crowds to come and support this fun cricket. As we say, T10 is entertainment cricket. So if the stadium is lit up and we can market the product at a higher level, we can get more persons in the park. There are some focal areas that I would want the coaching staff to pay attention to. We look at the batsmen, and I see a lot of horizontal bats. Fellas going off to leg too often. Loose spin bowling. A lot of spin bowling, but a lot of it is loose. Your dad spoke about the fielding. The fielding is another area that's of major concern. And the lack of pace bowling. We've got a history of pace bowling in Dominica. Grayson Shillingford, Norbert Phillip, David Defoe, Ambrose Sylvester, Derek Abraham, Edward Francis, Mervyn Matthew. I see Mervyn Matthew now is the opening batsman. So these are some of the areas I would like to highlight. Some of the areas that the management team should look at and some of the areas the coaching staff should look at.
As you mentioned, Mervyn, Liam, is he injured? He's not bowling at all. Is he injured?
Well, he looks very almost overweight to me. He looks like
a boxer.
An old squire in English village cricket, like an old squire. These old squires retire playing old village.
Then Liam answered the question.
Yes, Liam.
I think he has a phenox. I'm not too sure if he's in the other swollen hand. And but he has a phenox.
He was quiet.
Well, Liam,
thank you very much. Right, so we wish you all the best in concluding the tournament. And
well, maybe next week, also he'll just give us when the tournament is completed on Saturday.
Yeah, he'll just give us a final assessment of everything next time. Well, thanks for your kind of quality contribution, according to Ronald.
Aussie Baker. But you know, Aussie Ronald asked a question about the lighting of the stadium. Now, the lighting of the stadium should be done by the people who have plenty of money, and it's not happening.
Yeah.
They need, I mentioned that earlier about during the Bangladesh, they need to put lights in the Windsor Park. Every other stadium.
Oh yes.
They need to light up the Windsor Park.
Yeah.
So the people that have plenty money here must put lights in the stadium.
Yeah. Yeah,
the authorities. That's have a caller? Probably the person want to
I
answer the question.
I think that's what I was trying to call. A couple of
callers. Want to answer the question. Hello? Good night.
Hello, good evening.
Yes.
Evening.
I would like to answer the question.
Go ahead. I probably know who is that, but that's not fair. Anyway, go ahead and answer the question.
Okay, the year is 1970, and the coach is Reginald Sevy Heavy Shillingford.
No, you're wrong. It tricked me too. I have to tell you.
He hasn't got the answer.
Yeah, I haven't got the answer. All right, thanks.
Good try.
Yeah, next caller, good night.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.
Hello.
Yes, the question is, in what year did Vivian René make his debut, and who was the manager of that team? Good night. You want to answer?
In football, of course.
Hello. Yeah?
I think they have about $2.5 million, you know, to put to light up the Windsor Park. I heard it last tonight there on DBS.
You're sure of that?
$2.5 million?
Huh?
I heard it tonight there.
That they have 2.5 to light up the Windsor Park?
Yeah.
So you heard that from who? A minister was saying that?
Huh?
A minister made that comment?
Yes.
Oh, you sure of that, right?
Is this guy serious?
Are you just joking or are you serious? Or are you trying to ridicule somebody? You still there?
Yeah, I am still there.
So you said they have 2.5 to light up the stadium?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much.
It doesn't sound convincing to me. No, at all.
I see you're right.
Yeah.
Good night, next caller.
Good evening.
Good evening.
1969,
no. David Shillingford.
Wrong.
Next man.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
Do we have
a Aussie went that trick? Yes, okay. That trick, both you and me, answer.
Yeah.
As you say, what year did Vivian René make his debut for Dominica, and who was the manager of the team he made the debut with? Good night.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good.
All right. This is Sinclair Mitchell here.
Hi, good.
This is about maybe the second time I've called you.
Yes, we have. I remember that name. Yes, indeed.
I grew up as a kid watching you play. You were a very good cricketer.
Right.
And, I thought sometimes they robbed you. But I don't agree with your statement tonight about the president of FIFA. I think you're a little harsh in your judgment.
Yeah, well, tell us, well, what do you find was so harsh? Go on.
I think saying that is the most foolish statement that you ever heard. You know, I don't know that that promotes the discussion. I think what I'd rather to say is, let's make a case to FIFA to have stadiums built in those countries that can't afford to have a football stadium, and let's name it after Pele.
So don't you think he should have been saying, well, we will make a donation to each country to build a stadium and name it after FIFA? Don't you think he should have been saying that instead?
Well, that is something that he could have said, and it promotes the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But at least he started the conversation. To categorize his statement as the most foolish statement that you've heard, I think is a little harsh.
Mm.
Let's continue the discussion and say, hey, look, why not challenge the government? You know, because we all agree on the premise that having something named after Pele in all of those countries is quite deserving based on his achievements.
Okay, you've made a point. And
so how are you doing, man? You okay?
I'm doing very well.
All right.
I'm sitting here in my office. I have to watching this madness going on in the U.S. government up there, and I'm listening to you guys.
Mm.
I'm having the best of both worlds.
Okay, Mr. Mitchell. Thanks.
I enjoy your show all the time, and I listen to you guys almost every Thursday night. So you guys are awesome. You do a great job. I love you guys, and I'm so proud of you to be a fellow Dominican and just to listen to you guys.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Aussie, so Ronald, somebody just sent a statement there. They say apparently an EC $2.4 million contract has been signed for the restoration of the lighting at the Windsor Park Stadium between the government of Dominica and Mr. Watson Carnival of C&J Electrical Services. The installation of six new pole lights towers to suit the needs of nighttime, local, regional, and the international sporting events form part of the scope of work, which is anticipated to be completed in 3 months.
Well, so right. There's some credibility
in what, yeah. And it goes on to say Senator Oscar Judge, the minister with responsible sport, remarked that. Okay? So probably what the person said, he wasn't playing the fool.
We're going to focus on cricket in a minute.
Yes, yeah. Good night.
Call for the... Hello? Last call for the time being, at least.
Yeah, for the time being. Good night.
Hello.
Good night.
Yes, Ibo.
Yes. No,
you're wrong.
You're wrong.
I was thinking it was just 23.
No, you're wrong.
We'll leave it at the end of the show, right?
Well, the question is still open. We're going to talk about cricket. So if people want to call and quickly say the answer and they were wrong, we'll because there's a nice France t-shirt. Brand new, worth for about 80 US. The callers can get. The France recently took part in the World Cup.
We'll take a break now. When we come back, cricket, we focus on cricket.
Yeah.
I wake up in the morning.
From the Milky Way, a timeless treasure has found its way on every breakfast table in Dominica. A delightful promise is being kept. And now everybody is drinking Promix. Promix full cream instant milk. Morning by morning gave your family a refreshing start to a productive day. Promix milk. It's pleasingly, teasingly, surprisingly delicious. Blends well with your choice teas, cereals, coffee, or all your family-friendly recipes. Promix. Good nutrition all day long. Promix milk. Every mother's favorite milk. Taste the moments that take your breath away. Promix. Available from AC Shillingford and retailers island-wide. AC Shillingford, where you spend less and get more.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items.
like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
I wake up in the morning.
From the Milky Way, a timeless treasure has found its way on every breakfast staple in Dominica. A delightful promise is being kept. And now everybody is drinking Promix. Promix full cream instant milk. Morning by morning, give your family a refreshing start to a productive day. Promix milk. It's pleasingly, teasingly, surprisingly delicious. Blends well with your choice teas, cereals, coffee, or all your family-friendly recipes. Promix, good nutrition all day long. Promix milk, every mother's favorite milk. Taste the moments that take your breath away. Promix, available from AC Shillingford and retailers island-wide. AC Shillingford, where you spend less and get more.
Yes, welcome back to Sports Wrap. It's our 7:27. Very soon we'll be on the home stretch when we have to look at some cricket. But if we're going to some cricket matches, as you mentioned, Sibo, off mic, Rishabh Pant was very fortunate to escape serious accident as the Indian wicketkeeper batsman, Rishabh Pant.
In fact, we don't know when next Pant can play cricket because it is said that his legs, they can't even do an MRI yet because there's his ankle swollen. They moved him now to Mumbai. Well, you know, as you know, Mumbai is the capital of Delhi. Although Delhi is the capital, but Mumbai is the main thing. Yeah. So they're hoping they have some new doctors looking at him. And you feel sorry for the young man.
Yeah, yeah.
Because when you saw the vehicle, you say, how could that person be still alive?
A wreck.
A wreck. And they say you're speeding 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And this is a young man.
Luckily, he was extracted from the vehicle.
Yeah, a bus driver. So when they saw.
He was a lone occupant at the time. Yes. Nobody was with him.
Because he was going to say he sees mom, apparently, speeding to go to
speeding.
And when they pulled him out, apparently, you know, you come from an accident like that, you don't even know what's going on, you know.
Yeah.
I think the driver asked him, he must have given them his mother's number. But apparently they couldn't get her, she wasn't.
Things are looking promising that he's going to recover.
But you don't know when.
Don't know.
That's a key man they're going to lose against Australia.
Yeah.
In the four test series against Australia, which starts in a month's time.
Four test matches.
Starts in a month's time. That's a key man. Yeah, Rishabh Pant. And so the India, let's pray for him.
Ozzy, I just want to make one last point on local cricket. There are two young female cricketers who made the West Indies women on the 19 cricket team. And they're going to be touring to South Africa. Abina Saint-Jean and Anisha Fontaine. Unfortunately, I don't know what are their areas of speciality. Do you know, Lockhart?
No, I just happened to find that out today myself, Ozzy. The West Indies team, I don't really know too much about them.
I heard about it. But
yeah, I don't know too much about it. I'll try and find out for next week.
But it's very good for Dominica.
Well, yes.
Young female cricketers under 19 have been able to qualify for the
West Indies. Well, let's wish them the best. I'll try and get some information for next week.
Right, so India has a new look team playing the T20.
T20. Today they lost what? By how many runs? A few runs.
By 16 runs. 16,
and it was a good fight. They
really scored 206, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I fell out with my friend, the opening batsman, Mendes.
Yeah.
This guy's had a great batsman, so those talent. He had declined quite a bit, but today he batted well, he got a half century.
Also, there was a plethora of no balls. You saw that today?
Yes.
In a T20 match. And
what, 7 or 11?
In fact, in no ball and free hits, Sri Lanka would have gotten over 30 runs.
Yeah,
no ball.
That, yes.
Because of free hits, I mean, that's really
the
how.
Guy who wears the
that's inexcusable. Ashdeep Singh.
Ashdeep Singh.
But he hadn't played cricket for a while, and that's the problem. When you haven't played, your rhythm and everything is a problem, especially your bowler.
Yeah.
So he hadn't played cricket for a while. He comes in bowling no balls like hell. And but T20 is a cardinal scene.
The T20, the captain of Sri Lanka, is a very resourceful player.
Mm-hmm.
And he can do a bit of bowling. He bowled the crucial final over too, you know.
And you know, the Sri Lanka seamers were very good early on.
They had India on the run.
But we have to tell listeners to the Indian team is virtually your new team. Yeah.
They have a new captain. There are so many choices.
They have
to
about
make.
Five teams they can play.
Yes.
They have about five teams. They have too many.
Now, how do you find the Pakistan team playing New Zealand?
Well, Pakistan overall, Aussie, not only now, Pakistan cricket, well, first of all, their politics, they fired the CEO, they fired the selectors, they have a new set of selectors.
Yes.
In fact, well, Safraz are benefiting from that.
Safraz has come back on
and
the team.
And benefiting,
you know,
from the new selection panel.
Yes.
He's making runs and he's playing at home in Karate.
And he's making runs, he's playing Karate. And the second match, this match is 75 or something.
But you know, but Pakistan have struggled. They struggled against England. Look now, they struggled against Australia.
Yeah.
Look now, they're struggling against New Zealand. Yeah. And it looked like they're going to lose tonight.
Yeah.
Well, tomorrow morning, one from 1 o'clock.
They've got a 3-17 to win.
They're 2 weeks done already, eh?
2 weeks done. Left.
Of course, 2 weeks for no runs. You didn't know that?
You know, I was 2 runs for no wickets.
No, 2 weeks, both guys got knocked. So you didn't see the end today, this morning?
Yeah,
2 weeks are done.
I didn't see the end, no.
So they had no runs for 2 weeks. Chasing 390.
Quite Ashton was the end of the score. It only two for naught.
No.
Two wickets
for no run.
They have been set 317 to win.
Yeah. So they're going to struggle. They'll probably lose.
It's how it scores. It's 449 was coming New Zealand. And then the 475, I think, for.
They declared them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know they declared
277
that.
277 for 5.
Right, right, yeah. And
Pakistan got 408, sorry, 408. Pakistan got 408.
Saint Val is on the line?
So the,
yeah, go ahead, Ozzy, go ahead.
Yeah, I was saying, Pakistan got 408 first innings and set, 317 to win the match.
Yeah, 390.
And they have lost 2 wickets already.
2 wickets for no run. By the way, it's raining in Australia.
Yeah,
much as it started, it's raining. Oh,
okay.
Rain is falling. Saint Val is on the line. Good night.
What can I say about yes, Saint Val.
Oh, that's Ozzy, that's a girl.
Hello?
Elizabeth.
Hello.
Elizabeth, yes.
Good evening, how are you all?
Hello, fine.
As a question I have to ask Sibo and Ozzy, the cricketers.
Mm.
As looking at the T20, India and Sri Lanka, is India going down? I'm just asking.
If they're going down?
When they started, the India used to be a strong team. And to me, when they started badly. What, you know, is all your opinion? I'm just asking.
I wouldn't say India is going down. I mean, they're trying. I think they have a lot of players coming from the IPL. They're rich with players. And they're trying some new players. I don't think Indian cricket is going down. I wouldn't say that. Look, would you say that? Look,
yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, they're trying. They have so many players. Obviously, against Australia, we'll see them back to their full team.
Right.
Because
Australia.
They need to win those matches.
Yeah.
In fact, both India and Australia could be playing the final of the World Cup Championship. Of the World Test Championship.
World Test Championship. Yeah.
Yeah, Elizabeth?
I was just asking that, you know, as I look, you know.
Thank you.
But he had this guy called Soriyama Kuma Yadav.
Yeah,
well, he's a hell of a batsman.
That guy is something else.
Yeah.
And you, if
he's the number one batsman in the world.
In T20 easily.
Batsman now.
Well, you see, they're trying Shubman Gill now at that thing.
Shubman
and I don't
Gill.
Personally feel Gill is a talent. Eh? If somebody like Gill was playing for West Indies, guy is a talent. Shubman Gill, he's a talent.
Yeah.
Class and everything else. So they have so many. Look at Pretty Shaw. We're not even hearing about him.
Pretty Shaw, not hearing about him again.
They have so many people.
Even Dhawan heard about Dhawan
exactly.
too much again.
So many people. So India can feel about
I don't think India is going down, I think, though. But certainly Sri Lanka played well today.
I like
the captain of Sri Lanka. He's a resourceful player.
And they have Chris Silverwood as the coach too, the Englishman.
Yes.
But going back to Pakistan, Ozzy, the cricket, I mean, Baba Azam, they say he's a dead wicket bully.
So well.
No,
but something I'll tell you about that remember Stobart declared in 1968,
in Trinidad, right?
Trinidad against England, gave England something like 200
to win
in about 125 minutes or so, some short time.
Mm-hmm.
And he declared he shocked everybody, and he lost the match, you know.
And then Stobart was, you know, vilified for that,
losing the match.
Mm.
To me, Baba Azam was trying. What was he trying?
Here
is a man fighting to save the test match.
You're talking about the first test?
Yeah, the first test. Only an hour or something left.
Mm-hmm.
He declares and sets New Zealand 138 in about something like 70 balls.
Well, he lucky if bad lights
bad
helped
lights
him.
Bad lights saved him
because he
was beginning to panic.
Of course, because the way New Zealand started,
yeah.
when did not for bad lights,
they
would have won
65
the game.
More runs. and they had all their wickets in hand. And a lot of balls left.
Well, probably left. He knew the weather, probably knew the light would have saved him.
But you could look at his face and see he was very concerned.
Yeah. Well, I was shocked when I saw him declared.
But they were just fighting to draw the match. Mm-hmm. There's only an hour left. A test match, you know. You don't gamble a test match like that. And he's declaring, and he sets them 130 in about 70 balls in the days of T20.
Especially now, that's easy. Right. That's an easy thing, yeah.
It was only bad line. They would have lost.
Yeah, they would have easily.
So you made me of Sobers' declaration.
Well, the Sobers one already shocked most people.
Yeah.
Somebody one of Sobers was sick, crazy when he did that. I mean, that was something.
Gave England about 200 in us.
And not one of them was somebody was injured. Was it Hall or Griffith? One of the fast bowlers was injured at the time.
Yeah.
So that person couldn't even bowl.
So it was criticized.
Oh, but Thomas had to hide.
Yeah. You remember the test match?
I remember following, and he lucky wasn't sacked, was he?
I said, maybe Sobers.
Sobers, because of Gary's, the name, that's what saved him
to do
what he did there at the time.
So what Babazam did in that first test match. Remind me of Sobers' nonsense decoration.
Yeah, but Azam doesn't look like somebody who inspires you. A captain who inspires
very laconic and...
Yeah. He's like the South African captain as well, Dean Elgar.
Yes, Dean Elgar, there's no...
I think he's lacklustre.
No vigour, no energy.
Yeah, no energy. And that's what makes it different sometimes. If you don't
and
have
his tactics to me are very strange.
Yeah.
When he's bowling the left-arm spinner, Maharaj, over and over and over.
Don't know what's happening with them, but they could be going, rain might...
It's raining now.
Heavily, they say, in Sydney.
Yeah.
In fact, last time, when they started, you could see the overcast.
Yes, overcast in those 2 days, yes.
But also, we are talking about West Indies too, and
I don't know if you heard on Smith.
Well, we'll come back to that.
Okay.
But I don't know if you heard the latest. Conde Riley, who is a director of the board, the Barbados president, is now... You know, they have set the fixtures for the first-class competition.
Yes, I heard
starts on the 1st of February.
Yes.
And they only play in matches.
Left out Barbados, is it?
Barbados. And Barbados is angry about that.
Yeah, very irate about it.
But the reason that I give my fine to me is they're talking about traveling. Now, Grenada is one of the worst places to get into or out of Grenada. So I do not understand. Because Barbados, to me, is centrally located. Where you can get to and from Barbados.
To me, yes. It's like a hub, you know, Barbados.
Exactly.
Yes.
So you're only playing in Antigua, Grenada, and Trinidad. Now, what people don't understand, the West Indies board elections are due in 2 months' time. So it's understood that Keisha Shallow, because Richard Skerritt has said he no longer wants to. So Shallow wants to go up for the presidency. So Shallow obviously looking to get Trinidad votes. The Leeward Islands vote, obviously, if he'll get Windward vote. So there's a lot of politics in that. In fact, what was even strange that Conde Riley in his interview said that is why CWI is where it is. So he said the board is going, these are directors, senior directors saying that about his own board.
Conde Riley,
the board is going nowhere. Yeah, that's why West Indies cricket is in a mess. Yeah. And it's not good for West Indies cricket. Yeah. They're not doing well on the field. And in all fairness, the presidency and vice president have been at you talk about earlier on 1 to 10. What grade would you give them?
1 to 10.
Yeah, between the president under their reign.
Yes.
They have been a disaster.
You think they have a pass mark?
No, at all. Because West Indies
pass mark would have to be 5, at least half.
I'm not even sure if they reached.
So you give them a 4?
Because the team has not done well. We didn't even qualify for
World Cup. But not scary. When I say, I mean, the Ricky Skerritt.
Yeah.
has been a big disappointment.
Oh, yes, yes.
I think other Skerritt might have been so as well.
Where is he? Where is he?
Ricky Skerritt?
No, the one here.
The other Skerritt?
He's not in Dominica. I don't know. Nobody has heard him for a while, really. We don't know. Anyway, we're not talking about him. We're talking about Ricky Skerritt.
Ricky Skerritt.
Yeah, they have not done well at all. Yeah. In fact, the board's finances are in a mess as well.
Yeah.
The women cricket have gone
right down.
West Indies women now. Zero. And then you have that and the first class. Well, let's hope people like Afanas, they have too much.
What are the West Indies performance in Australia?
Two test
matches.
Well, it was shameful.
Obliterated, man.
It appeared to me like these guys were longing to go home. They went up there. They looked like they went to shop. And they're longing for the cricket because When you saw them in the field, you already wondered what is going on. I mean, they bowled, like, guys went to bat. Yeah. A team gets bowled out for 70-odd runs in a test match, you know, man.
But I still feel the West Indies batting is stronger than South Africa's batting.
You think so?
South Africa's batting today has the worst batting side. I think Bangladesh will be better than them.
Well, West Indies batting hasn't inspired confidence either.
No, but I mean, look at the South African batting. The open bat, the captain,
Elgar.
Can't score a run.
Yeah.
You have
Bazuma.
The other open batsman, his name is Poe or some.
Sean Irving, yeah.
Right. Mm. He's not doing anything.
No, the left hander.
You're quite called Zongo. Zondo?
He's number five batsman.
A joke, too, man.
The keeper is not bad.
Bavuma has played 52 test matches.
He has one test century.
One century.
That's not good.
Bradman played 52 test matches. Don Bradman, 29 centuries.
Yeah, he definitely. Huh? But himself.
Bavuma has played 52 tests or 53 with one century. How can he be a batsman of note?
Well, himself had made a comment this week saying that he needs to make centuries, because your team is not going to win matches with 50 and 40.
No, man.
You're not going to win matches in
test
cricket. Definitely not.
No. But I really want to take a minute or two to speak about Smith, Stephen Smith.
What? I would say,
when last you heard of a batsman, a player who began their career as a bowler who could do some batting, Ronald? Here's a man who by number nine is 2 from 11.
Well, Sobers by at number 9, by the way. When he started, Gary Sobers.
Sobers by number nine.
When he started,
Remember apart
that.
From Sobers.
Oh, I know. So,
yes, you're right. Sobers by number 9 when he batted. That's right.
Yeah, when he started.
Okay, but Smith batted number 9. A leg spin bowler. His bowling sort of dropped a bit, and he just concentrated on his batting until he has become now in the top 3 batsmen in the world. Smith has an average in test cricket after playing 92 tests. His average is 60 over 16. Second after Bradman. The only other two people who might have had 60, I think George Headley.
60, yeah. George Headley in 22 test matches.
Right, but only 22 tests. 60, yeah. Headley man played 92 tests. 92 tests is almost 100 test matches. Yeah. And he has scored 30 centuries. Though Bradman played 52 test matches with 29 centuries. Now who again? Smith is now over 8,600 runs. I realize he has almost 9,000 runs, you know.
Although, as I say, Ozzy, when his record will show that.
He had a fantastic record.
But when people talking about great batsmen, in terms of people want to see, they wouldn't really mention Smith, as you know that.
I agree.
I mean, his record will show that.
It's a bit, his batting is what I call idiosyncratic style.
It's not a person somebody want to go and watch.
No.
Smith. Nobody really want to go and watch him.
He looks a little bit more
more polished.
Yeah, polished.
More polished, yeah.
Yeah.
But he's sometimes look really awkward, really.
Yeah.
I mean, his record outstanding.
But still, I remember the Sober by number 9.
Sober by 9 when he started.
And became the greatest batsman.
Batsman, yeah.
All around.
But as I said, speed record will show that, because to average 60, maybe when he finished.
Smith was passing all the guys, the aggregates, he just passed it one by one. Hayden. Clark, Border, all his great
batsmen. That's how he goes past Ponting. That's now Ricky Ponting.
At the apex.
Ponting. Well, Ponting is a high-class batsman.
Good average as well. Yeah. 41 centuries. Yeah.
Towards the end of his career, he struggled, like, I remember, Kima Roach hitting him on his head. You remember that?
Yes.
The end, like everybody else.
But he was a fantastic batsman.
Who can cut that guy? Ricky Ponting was.
But here is Smith right up there, boy. I find he's fantastic.
Well, that series
began
against,
at number 9 as a batsman.
That series against India will be a nice series to watch.
Yeah.
That 4-test series will be a. I mean, you see what.
When it starts in February?
February 3rd or 4th in the first step.
But that'll be a great series.
All 4 matches in India.
Yeah.
So you'll have big crowds. In there will, well, like, Pant, nobody knows if Pant is going to play. And that is a person they're going to miss, because Pant bats 5 or 6. So you have a keeper who can bat 5 or 6, like an all-rounder. They're going to miss him.
Yeah.
Australian probably have Green back. You know, he had surgery yesterday.
Green, yes.
On his finger.
Yeah.
So he should be back.
Yeah.
Stark had surgery as well.
I never like Green. I find
when they rate him highly. Also.
Yeah, I find his bowling is all right, Sibo. Yeah,
but his batting, no.
His feeling is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
But his batting, he blocks too much.
Yeah, but they're rating him highly.
He reminds me of a member called Ken Mackay.
Yeah, well,
who
I heard
played
about
for Australia in the 70s.
Yeah.
He was a poker. Yeah. Or Trevor Bailey.
Well, Bailey was, wonderful. We have a caller. Good night.
Green reminds me of these cricketers.
Good night.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Evening. Mr. Yes.
Mr. Maynard.
How are you doing, Mr. Maynard?
Well, I'm doing wonderful. Following the discussion, first of all, let me say good evening to you guys and wish you all a happy new year.
Okay.
And healthy, productive, and successful 2023. You all have started this program for many years. How many years you're
that
now doing?
The program began on the 20th of March, 2014.
2014.
Right, and so, we are consistently with it up to, well, it's gone up to our 411 editions of the program over that from 20th March.
It's all because of the 9th year now.
Yeah. Almost 9 years. Mm-hmm. Almost 9 years.
Excellent.
And over 400 editions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent. And there are times, yes, when you all were not able to make it, but you had other people who would have chipped in.
Indeed,
continue.
Yes.
What do you consider chipping in? What do you call chipping in?
No, when I
what do you call chipping?
No, don't take it as a.
No, I just ask you to explain. Just explain what you call chipping.
When I say chipped in, I mean in filling. You could use different words.
Yeah.
Who have contributed professionally?
Eh?
Who has contributed professionally?
Yeah, but I mean, you can use different words.
You got to be descriptive. You got to be descriptive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you have.
Whether it's professional or not, it's still chipping in, or you're contributing.
Yeah. Well,
that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a loose term. Chip is a loose term. A low quality contribution.
Well, don't take it as anything. Meaning, don't take it like, well, you are not perhaps as maybe responsible or as, you know, as committed or whatever as the other guys. You also filled in and did an excellent job. So everybody would have played their part, their role over the years, and you now started the new year, the first program, and you all are here,
to continue
the excellent service and giving the opportunity, the general public, the opportunity to interact, to listen to share, to learn, you know, from the expert who are sitting in the chair and giving their expert comment. I would have heard you all touch on so many different aspects of
cricket.
We have
so many things to touch upon, yes. So
Because you would have touched in terms of the leadership of West Indies cricket.
Yeah.
You would have touched in terms of
the fragility of the batting.
Matches between, Australia and South Africa.
Yeah.
South Africa, unfortunately, for the last few series, because before the last two series, they were improving. And as I say, sometimes when it rains, it really pours. Because I know your guys would have recently would have described Smith and maybe thinking that he might have been over the hill. And I said in terms of,
Nobody ever said that.
No, when I...
Go on.
Yeah. Well, not say it in words, but indicating that he is going down. And I always said that when you have great players, form is temporary, but class
is permanent.
And
every
great player have their bad time. You know, the Lara, the Sobers, the Viv Richards.
The Coleys.
I mean, right. And Smith, who is an excellent test player, I mean, which you would have rightfully said he started out more as a bowler.
As a number nine batsman, yes.
He had batting ability, but he was more a bowler, just like Watson. Watson started out as a bowler for Australia and ended up being one of the main opening batsmen, not only for Australia, but during that time was an excellent opener throughout the world. At all version of the game, the test, the one day, and he finished up the 2020, did not play as many. But he was an excellent all-rounder for his country. Smith just concentrating with the bat because Australia's bowling attack is so, you know.
By the way, Mr. Miller, before I forget, as you're talking about Smith and his contribution, I want to stress too that Smith has taken 160 odd catches in the slips.
Yes.
That's something that we have been overlooking. Smith.
Excellent.
I think and he has that, a Bohean yeah. Ponting. And Ponting has played 60 or 80 more test matches. Smith has taken as many catches as Ricky Ponting in the slips. In my opinion, I like Smith, but I believe we have not been stressing or emphasizing his brilliance in the slips. I think he's one of the most brilliant slipsmen of all time.
Well, he would have to be good to go past Mark Taylor and Mark Wyatt and Bob Simpson. Bob Simpson, yeah. As you know.
In Australia always had great yeah. slips.
And West Indies had some great ones. Lloyd Richards as well.
Yeah.
But Mark Wyatt, Bobby Simpson, and Mark Taylor were three of the greatest slip catchers.
It's good to look at his stats, though. Mm. Smith, I think, ties with Ponting, you know, once number 160 slip catches, you know. And Smith had about 4 more years in test cricket.
A guy who could catch to Cal Hooper. You remember Hooper's slip?
Yes.
Hooper was a brilliant slip catcher, Cal Hooper.
I believe that Smith is the best I've ever seen in his slips.
Well,
I can't remember him dropping a catch. Bob Simpson highly rated. You know? Okay, Mr. Miller, I felt I should interject that because it's very important people overlook Smith's fielding ability. Go ahead.
I think Mr. Menard, look, our producers tell us we have to take a break now. So that's all on the line. By the way, the question is still open for the big T-shirt from Del Naji Sports Club, the best sports store in town. Name the year Vivian Rayner played for Dominica and who was the manager. We're taking a break now.
Okay.
I wake up in the morning.
From the Milky Way, a timeless treasure has found its way on every breakfast staple in Dominica. A delightful promise is being kept. And now everybody is drinking Promix. Promix full cream instant milk. Morning by morning gave your family a refreshing start to a productive day. Promix milk. It's pleasingly, teasingly, surprisingly delicious. Blends well with your choice teas, cereals, coffee, or all your family-friendly recipes. Promix. Good nutrition all day long. Promix milk, every mother's favorite milk. Taste the moments that take your breath away. Promix, available from AC Shillingford and retailers island-wide. AC Shillingford, where you spend less and get more.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
I wake up in the morning.
From the Milky Way, a timeless treasure has found its way on every breakfast staple in Dominica. A delightful promise is being kept. And now, Everybody is drinking Promix. Promix full cream instant milk. Morning by morning, give your family a refreshing start to a productive day. Promix milk. It's pleasingly, teasingly, surprisingly delicious. Blends well with your choice teas, cereals, coffee, or all your family-friendly recipes. Promix, good nutrition all day long. Promix milk, every mother's favorite milk. Taste the moments that take your breath away. Promix, available from AC Shillingford and retailers island-wide. AC Shillingford, where you spend less and get more, more.
Yes, welcome back to Sports Wrap. It's just about 4 minutes left in the program. We're looking at cricket and we're looking at the West Indies and their recent very poor showing in Australia, South Africa declining, New Zealand and Pakistan locked in battle. Tomorrow is the last day of the third test match and Pakistan are 2 wickets down, I should say, not two for without. No run for 2 wickets and facing defeat. And they have done very badly at home. See, I don't like the wickets. The pitches in Pakistan look bald, docile, lack of grass, no really. Well, it's really
not good for cricket.
No, man, that's
cricket. You see, there's no competition. Although this
there
one...
There are so many fast bowlers in Pakistan.
Although this one looks like there's a little spin and Pakistan probably will lose.
Yes.
Unless somebody's going to win. Yeah. If they don't, I do not see them batting 90 overs.
Yeah.
So if they have to bat, they will win the game.
Yeah.
So
New Zealand should win.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I'm saying, Pakistan pitches haven't been good at all.
Terrible
this
pitches,
kind of pitches,
man.
Where you can just close your eyes and play forward.
Yeah.
It's foolishness ready.
Dead, you benign, docile, placid, featherbed wickets.
Not good at all. It's just not
very
good.
Very poor.
Not good. Yeah.
Yes, I would just like to make a quick point on West Indies cricket. We've seen that the quality of cricket has declined considerably. Poor performances, both in the T20s
except
and
for the captain's
match.
Ability, he's doing very well.
The T20 is doing very well. Yeah, and what we've seen lately, and it has been happening all the time, people have been lobbying for their players. Recently, we saw Omar Khan, a former TNT manager, West Indies manager, is lobbying for Akil Hussain. Who is lobbying for Kevin Hodge and Ali Kafanas? I think the president of the Dominica Cricket Association should call the Andrew Mason Show, the sports program that Andrew Mason has, should make contributions to regional programs and newspapers in the region to attempt to influence the inclusion of Ali Kafanas and Kevin Hodge on the West Indies team, given the poor performances of the batsmen. We've got Dr. Shallow, Sammy, Mr. Henry of the St. Lucia Cricket Association, Mr. Gill of the Winner Islands Cricket Board, as part of the Board of Control of West Indies. What can we do to lobby our players in?
I'm not sure if Henry's still there, because remember, Julian Charles is back as president of the St. Lucia Cricket Association. Eh? So I'm not sure if Henry still a director. I have to find
out. Well, he's on the board.
He's on the St. Lucia board.
No, on the West Indies board.
I know he was. What I'm saying, he's no longer president of the St. Lucia Cricket Association. Julian Charles is now the president. So I have to find out if Charles agreed to just leave Henry. That's what I have to find out.
Have we lost Mr. Maynard?
No, he's still
the
there.
The president of the Dominica Cricket Association. I hope he's listening, Mr. Joseph.
Yeah, let's get
he's listening.
Let's get a final comment.
So then we can start lobbying for players.
Yeah.
We've got two outstanding players, especially Afanas. Afanas is playing so excellent. And something happened very critically. We had a West Indies 50-over competition. And Windward Islands did not make the playoff. Yet, Ali Kafanas and Kevin Hodge were selected on the All-Star 11 for the 50-over competition.
Let's get a comment from Mr. Mayor.
We should continue to lobby for our players.
Mr. Maynard?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, you're still with us. Make a final comment because we run out of time. We have run out of time. So give a final comment, please.
Well, before the break, you were speaking about Steve Smith in terms of the split, because this is a very, very important position.
Steve Smith.
When it comes to the test team, you must and should have outstanding fielders who are excellent in the slip, because there are times when, as we know, that catches win matches, and the outstanding catches that Steve Smith, you know, he has taken over the last couple of years, he has demonstrated the class. I mean, this man, and there are sometimes you have people who are good in the slip, but they may be only good when you have fast bowling. When you have spin bowling, they may not be very, very good. You know,
we have to wind up, because it's 8:01, so we have to wind up, because the guys for the next program are here already.
Oh, okay.
So we have to wind up in a minute. Okay?
Go ahead.
I'll give you 10 seconds.
We'll continue another time. So
yes.
Just continue to wish you all the best, and you all take care.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Have a good night.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, that's it. We've come to the end of Sports Wrap for today, the 5th of January, 2023. And it's our first program for the year, and we hope to go through throughout the year without any problems. The time is 2 minutes past 8. On behalf of Ronald Lander, Rocco Sebastian, and Lambert Charles, who's here with the console, also just saying bye-bye. When you join the next voice, you will hear our voices are those of the workers, people like Hector John and the rest of them. So, good night, and until next Thursday at 6 o'clock. Remember, the time has changed back to 6 o'clock. Sports Wrap will be back on your airwaves.